Welcome to installment 215 of Sefer HaMitzvos from the Rambam. Today's portion we will continue our study of the laws of Tumah v'Tahara, purity and impurity, with positive commandment 106, governing the status of a Zava, a woman that has had an abnormal discharge. The laws of a Zava include two general categories. One, when she herself becomes impure as a result of her zivus, and a second idea is when she conveys this impurity to others, and under what conditions this impurity is transferred. The law of a zava is closely related to that of a nida, a woman having menstrual bleeding. Physically speaking, the bleeding of a zava is indistinguishable from the bleeding of a nida. The only difference is in which time the bleeding occurs. The law governing each of these two conditions is, of course, completely different. A woman's regular menstrual bleeding is termed nida. And the law is that a woman in nida becomes impure for 7 days, and after that 7-day period, she can immerse in a mikveh and return to her husband. However, a zava is a woman who bleeds at an abnormal time. For 11 days after a woman completes her period of being in nida, our sages tell us, as it's handed down for Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, that it is abnormal that she should begin another cycle of nida. Should she see blood in this time period, in the 11 days following the conclusion of her last nida period, she is not called a nida, but a zava. However, there are differences as far as how many days this bleeding lasts. Should she bleed only one day during this 11-day period of potential zivus, she is called a zava katana, which is only a minor degree of impurity. Should she see blood, for example, on Tuesday, she would have to wait Wednesday and have a clear day with no bleeding, and then she can immerse herself in a mikveh and purify herself. So too, if she saw two consecutive days, she must only wait one day, and then if this one day she is clear and pure, she can immerse in a mikveh and return to her husband and remains pure. However, should she see 3 days in a row in this 11-day period, she is called a Zava Gedela, and then all the laws of the Chumash apply to her condition. She must thereafter have 7 clean days, 7 Nakiyim, during which she checks herself to ensure no bleeding has occurred. Only after she has had 7 consecutive days without bleeding, only then can she immerse herself in the mikveh and become pure once again. At the conclusion of this 7-day period, she must also bring a sacrifice. In this respect, the bleeding of a zava is considered more serious in a way than the bleeding of a nida, since the bleeding of a nida, menstrual bleeding, is a normal state, a natural occurrence in women, at least since the sin of the tree of knowledge. However, the bleeding of a zava is considered an anomaly. It is an improper thing, an unusual thing, and only comes as a result of a certain unusual cause. It is for this reason that the sacrifice of a zava consists of two different types of sacrifices, two types, one a burnt offering and one a sin offering, two different types of birds. The burnt offering is to indicate her thanks to God for having cleared her and cured her of this condition. The sin offering, however, is to show her tshuva, her request for atonement and forgiveness for the sin which she has performed. That obviously the occurrence of this zivus comes as some punishment for some act, an unseemly, undesirable act which she has done. Recognition of this fact on her part causes the bringing of a chatas, a sin offering. Various ideas have been mentioned as to what specific transgression causes an onset of zivus, of unusual bleeding of this sort. One source of our sages indicates that when women are lax in their observance of the laws of Taras HaMishpacha, of ritual purity, and in particular when they are lax about checking themselves as to the times when they expect the onset of their regular menstrual period, the punishment for this laxity is an onset of zivus, of this unusual bleeding. This can also be seen as a mida keneged mida, a case in which the punishment which God brings perfectly corresponds to the transgression itself. According to the laws of the Chumash, a woman in nida need not count 7 clean days, according to the Chumash, that is. She must wait 7 days from the onset of her period and then immerse herself in a mikveh. Only a zava must have 7 clean days after the bleeding has terminated. Therefore, the fact that this woman was lax in her bedikas, in her checking herself as to the onset of bleeding, causes a result that causes a reaction where Hashem gives her zivus, extra bleeding, which will cause her to have to check herself 7 days in a row, extra checking, more than a woman in nida would ever have to do. Of course, today, as we have mentioned on other occasions, the custom is, and has been incorporated into Jewish law, that in any case of bleeding, women always count 7 clean days, regardless of whether they're in Ziva or in Nida. All must count 7 clean days, just as a Zava does according to the Chumash. As we mentioned at the beginning of today's shiur, the law of Zava includes not only when she herself becomes impure, but when and under what conditions she conveys this impurity to others. As we mentioned in the previous shiurim, the Rambam discusses the law of a Zava in the laws of Tumas Mishkuv Umeshav, literally sitting and lying down. This is because the Zava is included in those categories of impurity, where the impurity can be conveyed not only by touching, but even if a Zava should sit down on an article such as a chair or a bed, and later on a person who is pure, ritually pure that is, should sit down on that same bed, the second one actually becomes impure from contact with this bed. This is a severity, a strength and intensity present by Tumas Ziva, which is not present in many other types of ritual impurity. As we mentioned on other occasions, in mitzvahs regarding Sefer Tara of ritual purity, these laws apply primarily during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the temple in Jerusalem, when people must be ritually pure in order to enter the temple grounds and in order to eat the hallowed food associated with the times of the temple. However, today, most of these laws are inactive. In the case of a Zava, however, as well as a Nida, although the purity aspect regarding entrance to the Beis HaMikdash are no longer in practice, nevertheless, the laws regarding their impurity vis-à-vis their husbands are still in effect. And although these laws regarding Ziva are explicitly indicated in the Shulchan Aruch regarding the 7 clean days of a woman experiencing bleeding, nevertheless, in general, today we do not distinguish in Jewish law between a woman in Nida and a woman who is a Zava. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.